Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios, located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina. Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Entertainment and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze radio show podcast. It's your boy B-Eazy.
And it's your girl Amy.
So I'm laughing because when I cleared my throat just now, I had already turned the mics on. They were supposed to be. So y'all probably heard me clear my throat.
Okay.
Yeah, dealing with a little.
I was typing something funny at the time. I'm like, is this nigga psychic?
I am. Yeah, I am. I know everything. What's that movie, that Mel Gibson movie?
What women want.
Yeah, I know. So just be, you know. Anyway, Amy, how are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
I'm good. I think I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Did you bake a cake today?
No, that will be later. I'm.
By what time you think it'll be done?
About 4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock. Okay. All right.
But you know you can't eat it today.
Why so, not?
Cause I like to let them sit.
What can you cut?
Completely cool.
Can you cut it today? Can you cut? Let's just hypothetically speaking, say there's a person that wants a piece of it. Can they get their piece and the rest of it cool?
And you know what? That's the reason why I wanted to do it yesterday, so I could bring you some. But I just couldn't get out the bed yesterday. Mm. But it was relaxing. It was needed. Your body will tell you what it needs.
My body is telling me I need something right now. Preferably pound cake. Topped off with a little ice cream. You know what I'm going to do? And I'm maybe 3 slices.
Okay.
Not chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Lizard's Thicket.
Mm-hmm.
They grill the pound cake.
They got that from black people.
Have you seen the niggas? I delivered to Lizard Thickets all over the Columbia area.
Uh-huh. Niggas in the kitchen.
Niggas in the kitchen cooking rice. Niggas in the kitchen cooking rice. Niggas be. That's a song. I made this. Niggas in the kitchen cooking rice. And it sounded like something off of Tom and Jerry or something. Huh? Niggas in the kitchen cooking rice and gravy.
It's a- huh? It's a thing we used to do when we were kids.
Oh, patty cake. Yeah. That way I guess. Mama's in the kitchen cooking rice.
Yeah. Daddy on the corner shooting dice.
Yeah. Okay, that's where it comes from. It probably came from that though. Just like what's the shit where you do your feet? Patty cake, baker man, put them in the up. No, what's that? What's the one about the tiger
taking? Eeny,
meeny, miny, moe. Yeah. That's you think about the last time you did eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Think about how many fucking decades ago that was.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Niggas in the kitchen cooking rice. Next time I delivered the one yesterday morning. It was nothing but niggas in. Who I give this invoice to? And it was a white lady. Well, it was two niggas and they were stirring up grits or something. It was 5 something in the morning. They'd be in there early.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one frail white woman putting up all the stuff while the niggas was in the kitchen cooking rice. Yes. Shout out to Lizard Stickit. But yeah.
They got some of the prettiest flounder.
You've eaten there before?
Yeah. A little breakfast would be all right.
I got a homie. Some flounder. Aside from the time that the lady gave it to me for free, because I delivered, I was like, you gotta see, what's the best meal you think you can get? The best meal.
People would say like a lobster, a steak, or something of high value, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what most people would say.
Well, the best meal, see, that was kind of a trick question. The best meal is a free meal. Right? So if I'm a little hungry and I'm delivering to a restaurant or whatever, I ask, you know, one thing I ask is, do y'all give y'all drivers discounts?
Mm-hmm. Just to test the water.
Just to test the water, you know. Another thing I ask is do y'all feed your drivers? You know, and I might ask, you know, can I place an order?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one time I placed the order at Lizard Thicket. She's like, what you want? You know, can I get you something?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't be overboard with it. You know what I mean? It's a little bacon, egg, and cheese on toast. Just a little mayo. Yeah. That's it. You know what I mean? But, other than the time I did that, you know, I had a homeboy that worked there.
Okay.
So it was down the street from where I live. So I went there, you know, got me a little chicken and mac and cheese or whatever. And he saw me. He's like, hey, what up, B? I'm like, oh, sure, what up, bro? I know you work here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. This nigga must be had pull. Because, like, you ever got something, it was heavier than you anticipated, and it dropped. And he handed me that bag dropped. Like, what the fuck is this? This nigga gave me a whole chicken. I had two titties, two wings, a couple thighs, a whole heap of mac. I don't know how that was that good styrofoam there.
Because it held a heap.
It held a whole heap of it. I ate up that shit three times. Shout out to the homie Archie. I would definitely love a piece of that Paul's cake. So just, you know, I'll come back by later on.
I'll let you know when it's ready.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be ready by about 5:30. 5:36, you know. I can go get me some Talenti or something, you know what I mean? So you did that. You rested all yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. Was it nice yet? No. How was the weather here yesterday?
It was cloudy, but it wasn't.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs? No, so I'm corny, y'all. I'm sorry.
It wasn't raining. It wasn't cold. It had to be nice because, baby, my family turned the fuck up yesterday.
Doing what?
Partying.
Where?
In Lamar.
Oh, you just a cookout?
Birthday party.
Oh.
So my cousin and her dad, birthday party together. So shout out to...
How old is your cousin?
Oh, was it 29 and 52?
Oh, them some weird ages because they could party together.
Something like that. I know she's in her 20s, but
happy birthday. Yeah, shout out to him. I don't care.
So
good
Danny,
luck.
To my cousin Danny and her dad Chuck, they partied.
What time did it over? Was it over?
It was. Oh, judging on the Snapchats, it was over at like maybe 2 a.m.
Jesus.
When everybody finally took their ass
what
home.
What time did it start?
It was daylight.
Damn.
Like right at sunset.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
I mean, that motherfuckers party.
When do time go
next
forward?
Fucking week. A week from today.
Forward.
That's too soon.
They need to leave it standard time. They should just leave it standard time and not go to daylight savings time. I would prefer that.
People would disagree with you.
I don't know
why.
They
want to leave it in the other time and have more daylight.
But you got lights. You have headlights. You got lights in your house. You got street lights. Yeah, but anyway. I worked yesterday.
Ew.
Wow. I didn't. You ill yourself. But I didn't get free Lizard Stickit. I didn't ask for that. What I did do, though, I got free Marcos.
Ooh.
No, not Marco's, Mod.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so that was my last stop. I hit him with that. You give your drivers discounts? You can get a pizza? Okay. Shit, I sat my ass right there and ate it too before I pulled off. Pause. So that was my day. I worked yesterday. My school played in the state championship, you know. Took a little L, but they had a good season. From what I hear, it was a good game. Good close game. I heard it was started to be a little kerfuffle at the end of the game.
Your alum got real quiet. Like, that is nothing to be ashamed of. Like,
our alum didn't get quiet, though.
The ones on my timeline, like, at the end of the game, I didn't hear no good season.
That's all I saw on my timeline was a whole bunch of good season.
Follow the right people.
Yeah, I saw a whole bunch of good season. Y'all played good and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I saw a whole bunch of that. Like, I don't know. And then I saw, like, people were reposting the players. Like, they were saying, you know, this is my last game, whatever, whatever. One kid must have came from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, I wasn't here for this for long, but I love the city showed us and all this and that. So I saw a whole bunch of that. Like when people were saying, y'all show is quiet, I was like, who they following? Shout out to Grant Williams. He made that post too. Them niggas was on him like the beehive.
Oh, they been tearing his ass up.
Your school ain't made it, nigga. Tall ass nigga. His own cousins was in it. Change your last name, nigga. They whole family. His parents just happened to move to the Florence and shit. His whole family, they got their own street in Darlington. But yeah, shout out to them. They had a good season. It was a Darlington on Darlington violence after the game Tuesday night.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm just. Was it a video?
I saw a video.
Did you see me in the video?
No. Were you in the video?
I should have been because I was in the middle of the fucking fight.
What?
Yes. I walked out and I saw some. Like, I was talking to a couple of my family members and I was talking to another young lady that I know. And she just took off running. her friend just took. Oh shit. Took off running. I looked around. And them niggas was squaring up. And I was like, oh, shit.
It was hard to focus because it was like everywhere. Five fights going on at the same time.
Which really was just one big fight. It was, shit. Yeah. So I didn't recognize any of the people at the time until I heard, I was listening to the Breakfast Club the next morning and I heard a name that I knew. And I was like, wait a minute. That sounds like this person's name on Facebook. Because I've known this person since he was 17 or 18, mm-hmm. He's 35.
Okay.
And until that moment, I did not know his real name. Some of the listeners from the hood know who I'm talking about, but yeah, he was arrested and another guy, but the rest of them weren't. But it was Darlington on Darlington crime. So
damn.
Yeah, so. But I heard that. I didn't make the game yesterday, but I heard that, like, the student section from the other school, like, came down in the aisles.
Really now?
And was like, you know, like they was gonna run on the court or whatever. And some of the players, some of the, you know, fans from, you know, my city, whatever, was like, this ain't what you want.
Okay.
Y'all might not want to do that. Might want to go back to where y'all were sitting.
Yeah.
And security had to come and whatever. But I'm glad nothing really big happened because them people might not would have made it home.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been pretty. Because even though Darlington can fight Darlington.
Y'all can't.
And Florence can fight Darlington. But them niggas can't fight Darlington because they would have had to fight all of Florence.
Yeah. Well, it was just Darlington in there from what I heard. It was just a whole lot of purple and black. So, but the boys had a good season. It was good good banter on social media and stuff like that. So I did work yesterday. I watched, what you been watching? I know you say you've been, did you watch anything while you relaxed?
So I actually did. Of course, BMF is back.
Ah, I did watch that.
2 Chainz, what you think?
Okay, so here's the thing with like watching stuff from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't say I get overcritical, but I kind of get.
Y'all do.
No, not overcritical, but I overthink. So like, back then, I don't know if anybody talked like how he talks now, if they talk like that back then.
Yeah. It's hard. Because one thing I noticed, what was I watching? Oh, it was BMF. Mm-hmm. The street signs. they did a close-up on one of the street signs. And I was like, the signs didn't look like that back then.
Yeah.
It was one of the now street signs.
And it's little stuff like that that kind of sets certain shows or movies apart from other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in Paid in Full. Paid in Full came out in like 2000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a 98 Ford Explorer in one of the shots. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, you got to get rid of that. Kind of like on Game of Thrones when somebody left their Starbucks cup on Game of Thrones or whatever, got in the shot. Like, that kind of stuff, you got to get out of there. I know it's kind of hard to do the street signs or whatever, but if you purposely put a street sign up, do a little bit more research to get that right.
Because they could have just left that out altogether. They zoomed in on that street sign to let us know that they were in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. So, that kind of thing. But, like, the way people talk, like, and 2 Chainz don't really talk like the younger Atlanta people, but back then, I don't remember how those Atlanta, like, I remember a lot of Atlanta people talking like Outkast, that type of talk, and you know what I'm saying? But that's the only thing I kind of look at when I'm watching those type of shows. Like, I wonder, is the dialogue the same? Or the dialect the same? Mm-hmm. Did they get that right? You know what I'm saying?
But I was happy with the premiere.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, there was this scene where when Meech was busting his gun.
Oh, and the car, was like, the car.
Yeah, and I was like, I get it, Summer. I get it.
Oh, it looked authentic.
I get it, Summer. I get it.
It looked authentic to you.
I love the shooters.
Oh my God.
I get it, girl.
Oh, speaking of Meech, I want to get. This ain't nothing we were planning on talking about, but he's supposed to get out next year.
Yeah.
So, hope that does good for. You know what I say? I think we mentioned it on Jones' show that I got a cousin that is kind of involved with that, and he got locked up too. So, they gave him life though. So, hopefully, he gets to get out too.
Damn.
Yeah. But, yeah, so you watch BMF.
I started watching a new show called Johnson.
What is that about? Somebody's member?
So it is originally a Bounce TV show, but you can now watch it on Hulu. And I've been wanting to watch it, but...
Nobody want no Bounce. Well, everybody got Bounce.
It's not bad. I have Bounce, but it's one of those things where you have to catch it live or either look it up on the app. Because Bounce don't really got like a on-demand type thing. Mm. So it's on Hulu now. And it's good. It's about four guys, 4 friends, and they all 4 of them last name is Johnson. Huh. And they became friends because when you were little, you line up in alphabetical order, you know, to go to lunch or whatever. And they were always together because all 4 of them last name Johnson. So now they're adults and they're navigating life in Atlanta as 4 black men. And it's pretty good.
Is it anybody that you recognize? Is it one of the guys, the lead character?
Yes, that fine ass nigga. what is his name? Godly. He played the down in the valley, the pink.
P-Valley.
P-Valley. He was on P-Valley, but he was the one with the jail nigga. That Mercedes.
You think he a fine ass nigga?
He's a fine ass nigga. Hell yeah.
The one that was smashing his homeboy? Talking about that nigga?
No. Who? He was Mercedes' neighbor with the
He was a football player, Jones.
Yes.
Something like that. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, he's in it. D.L. Hughley's in it.
Okay.
He plays the uncle. So it's pretty good.
He got that beard.
Do he?
That long goat. Do he wear them hats in that?
Mm-hmm.
He do?
It's like when it first started, he was starting his locks.
He got locks?
So he got something. They look like sister locks. They little. I think they more meatier now. Cedric the Entertainer has a few cameos. It's a good show.
I know who ain't gonna watch that. Cat Williams. Have you seen this last video of Shannon Sharp getting out the car with that green on?
Oh my God. Yeah, I've seen it.
You notice how some like real country people mannerisms be kind of effeminate?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it don't get no country than Shannon.
Yeah.
So I can't necessarily say that, oh, he feminine.
Nah,
he's
but
just being him.
Orange ass bag.
Well, that they tell you men that they have to do that when they get a certain amount of money, they have to be metrosexual and
oh, you can get carry a man bag. I'm glad my favorite rapper has never had a man bag.
Well, it is kind of if he twist it to the back like it's supposed to be worn, then it looks less pursy and more like them sling book bags that we used to carry.
Who
back in
we?
Like 99, I had one when I was at Francis Mary.
You have a vagina.
No, guys used to wear them too.
They have vaginas too.
It was a one-sided.
They got bussies.
You remember them book bags? Nike used to make them.
Yeah, that was bussy bags. Bussy bags. That's
no,
what I call
it.
No,
they wasn't.
I had a whole. I ain't never had one of them shits. I'm a real nigga.
They're very convenient. Because you didn't have to put 2 straps on. You could just put it across your shoulder and go.
I went to high school in the 90s. We never put two straps on. We did the one strap. Come on, the men and the women. Come
but
on,
but it was
Amy.
Better for your back.
For two straps?
No, for the one strap. Because think about what you just said.
A breast reduction would be better for your back, too, but if you ain't get one.
A two-strap boot bag and you only got one strap on. That's not good for your back.
It's not.
So Nike made an ergonomic boot bag with one strap that went across the back.
You trying to explain something logically to somebody who's thinking illogically right now, Amy.
But I don't think the man bag was a bad choice. I just think he was wearing it wrong. Because he did end up twisting it around to the back.
He was wearing everything wrong. What's wrong with his leg?
They perfect to me. I love bow legs.
A lot
when
of people
when I seen
do.
Him start walking, I was like, oh yeah.
He got a I ain't never seen a man with a stank walk. That nigga was walking. He got a stank ass
walk.
The
people in the comments were saying that it was because he's had like a knee replacement or hip replacement or something like that.
He probably did. Because that left leg was real out of whack. But anyway.
Somebody you walking like you got good pussy.
Pussy. That boy got some good booty cat. Shout out to Shannon. This jokes, Shannon. Nah, Mike Epps got shit to lose. I ain't got shit to lose, my nigga.
I love Shannon, though. I do.
Yeah, Shannon cool. I fuck with Shannon.
Even though he don't fuck with us no more, but I love him.
Who he don't fuck with no more?
Black women.
Nicole Murphy fucked him up that bad?
I guess.
He was fucking with one of them women. Nicole Murphy?
No, like him and Monique said, his children are black.
But I'm
old. They old now. They.
But I mean, he wasn't too long. He not too long ago was dating, I think, Nicole Murphy.
He wanted her. I don't think they actually
I think they went out of time.
But yeah, I don't think they made it serious because like she ended up in a picture with Drake or something like that.
Yeah, she want to be young. Shannon dressed young, but she still want to be young. It was a naked picture. Not a naked, but like a bikini picture of her recently or something. So
what you been watching?
I watched like you, BMF. I was trying to watch Oppenheimer last night. That shit long as hell. 3 hours. That's about
that's a few years ago, right?
No, it came out last year.
Okay.
That's the guy that came up with the he was a part of the Manhattan Project and with the atomic bomb and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it talked about him. But I had listened to a podcast where it talked about the whole saga and what they did. I didn't know that they just built a town like in Arizona, New Mexico, so they could study the shit. Like they built a whole town, moved their whole families there and all kind of stuff. That movie got like all of the white actors you can think of in it. Like
it won awards. That must be why I know the name. It was nominated. It was heavily nominated.
Heavily nominated. Like Robert Downey Jr. is in it. Matt Damon is in it. Just so many people. It's so many white men and women in it. It was one. I was watching. I was like, damn, ain't no niggas in this movie. Like, no niggas. Like, niggas ain't even cleaning the house or nothing. And then it was just one random nigga with a suit on clapping. I was like, okay, there go a nigga. Well, you know where the niggas was at.
What? Cleaning up after them? Or?
Nah, they was in the kitchen cooking rice. But yeah, I watched that. It was something else I watched on Netflix. It was a documentary or something like that. Yeah, Abbott Elementary. Still watched that. That was on in the back. I didn't pay attention to any of that. I fell asleep on the couch last night. Woke up at 1. I was like, well, I didn't realize I was 2 episodes behind. And I turned it on and I you know.
Oh, speaking of Abbott, make sure there will not be a midweek episode this week.
Mm-hmm.
Because of some awards. There's another
probably
award
the
show. And they're releasing a show on Sunday. So there will not be a midweek show next week, but they're releasing a show on Sunday.
Okay.
So just
word.
A little heads up on that.
It's something else. I'm missing something. It's something I watched in the middle of the week. Oh, it's a show called Shogun. It's on FX, but it comes on Hulu too.
I saw somebody talking about that, and I thought for sure they was talking about the restaurant. They was like, oh, this Shogun is so good. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't realize they were still open.
It's a Japanese show about some samurai from back in the day and shit. But it's like, it looked good. Like, I'm glad to see it. I like watching different shows with different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, get to see that. You don't get tired of seeing all white people, get tired of seeing all black people. So you want to see what other stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I started watching that. Speaking of other cultures, one of the shows that I watched last year was called The Brother's Son. Mm-hmm. It was a series on Netflix. It was pretty good. It had action and all of that. I guess y'all Asian people don't support your own because they canceled that shit after one season. So it's the lady from Everything Something All at Once.
At the same time. Yeah. I know Everything, what show you're talking about.
Yeah, that movie. Jamie Lee Curtis was in it. And Jamie Lee Curtis won beat Angela Bassett for that award, and people was mad. And I was like, did y'all even see the movie? Y'all saw Black Panther 2, but did you watch the other movie? Like, but they was mad at that. But anyway, so the lead lady in that, she is in that show, but it's gone now. So, but yeah, that's what I've been watching. Let's see what happened this week.
You got any emails?
Oh yeah, we do got an email. Thank you for that. Let me read this email real quick. Hopefully it's quick. I don't know. We got an email from the homie DJ High Star from Carolina Sports Talk Podcast. Shout out to you. Says, lock him up. He said, what's up, fam? I'm in Baltimore for CIAA right now.
Damn, I forgot. That's still go.
Mm-hmm. He said, but he wanted to write in since he missed last week. Shout out to, I don't know if you were on when I interviewed Megan Rivers. She's a reporter.
Yeah.
You were
Meg
on
the
there?
Woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was in D.C. Now she's in Baltimore. And I think she went to Claflin.
She did. Yeah, she did. Went to Claflin. And she won an award last year.
Yeah, she did. Emmy. She won an Emmy last year.
And she was like hosting the awards ceremony the year she won, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she's in CIAA. She's in Baltimore, and it's in Baltimore. And she's at the CIAA, you know, tournament or whatever. So I was like, man, she don't even got to get a hotel or nothing. She can just enjoy everything. She got to take off from work or nothing. But yeah, he said, shout out to Amy 22 for winning the swag pack from Carolina Sports Talk.
Hey.
Answering the In Living Color trivia question. Also shout out to Cameron Newton for holding it down. I often ask as men, what is our personal price of pride? What's the level of disrespect that it takes for you to go there? Cam mentioned they all know each other and they used to coach for his organization. So there's a familiarity there. Where the shit talking probably had personal jabs, but damn, buddy tried his hardest to fold Cam and ended up getting helicoptered by his locks. If
Cam,
I
Cam bro, handled them niggas,
yeah, he did. I don't personal pride. I don't know if it had that personal pride as far as like.
I don't know what was said.
So yeah, it could be personal, but also it's, you know, levels of fighting that, you know, you just know you're not gonna win. Like this nigga, like CL, of Relationship Status Podcast. So CL is like 6'5".
Yeah, he's a big one.
CL said that. So they have Cam listed at 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
CL said Cam Newton is taller than him. He said he really taller than him. So he ain't. I was like, Cam like 6'5"? He's like, Cam Newton is not no 6'5". He taller than me. And I was like, okay. And then he's 6'5" and like at least 250.
Mm-hmm.
As that, those guys look so small to Cam. They look like kids.
I thought them was churn.
I thought they were kids too. Because only a kid would be foolish enough to fight a man of that size and then to come out and these niggas was like, yeah, he said too much or whatever, whatever. Nigga, we can talk it out.
When I first saw the video, I was like, what's somebody get y'all kids?
I'm going to tell y'all, people that, you know, like to tussle or whatever, it's two athletes you don't want to fight. You know you're not to fight a boxer, MMA nigga, that's cool, you know. You don't want to fight a football nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to fight a basketball nigga. You don't want to fight a football nigga because football niggas, they act, football niggas are the coolest niggas because they lay back, that you ain't really wilding like that. But them niggas hit a switch to play football that the level of aggression they have is, you just can't put it into words, the level of aggression a football player has when they play in the sport. And they'll flip that switch when it come to a fight. And them niggas crazy strong and they used to getting hit. A basketball nigga, the average basketball nigga limbs is longer than your limbs.
Yeah, they got reach.
I saw a security guard try to fight this kid one time out of France, man. The kid was like 6'5". Security guard was like 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
he couldn't get in there. He just kept feeding that nigga jaw. It looked like the nigga. One of the other security guards, after it happened, we went to Waffle House or whatever. He was like, man, I ain't gonna say nothing, but it looked, that little kid had that boy Mott looking like he was chewing on his pack of ketchup. But yeah, you just don't want to fight no security guards. I mean, you don't want to fight no athlete, no basketball players, because they long, pause, and they got wind. Because all they do is run. All basketball players do is run, so it's going to be a long fight. And they got reach. You ain't going to get in there. And football players are too aggressive. But to be a grown man and have another grown man that much bigger than you, it ain't going to end well.
I had no idea Cam was that big.
Nobody don't realize until he like stand up like
it's
like,
I get it, Jazzy. I get it now.
And
I
all
understand.
Of the other women.
What, he only got what, two baby mamas?
No, he got like six kids.
Yeah, but he only got two baby mamas.
Oh, so and Jazzy is one of them. Mm-hmm. Or is she the third?
That would make her the third. Yeah.
Man.
But that's the type of nigga you let nut in you. So I get it, girl.
Oh yeah, cause he rich.
No.
Why?
I mean, yeah, because he rich. Yeah, duh. But
that's the only reason. What's the other reason?
I didn't know he was built like that. Never paid attention to him.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. But he was playing. His glory days was when you weren't watching football.
Okay.
Because
any football players like that. So.
But when did you really? Because recently, like in the last couple of years, you really started watching football.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was when. Video of like a linebacker getting in Cam's face. They was like in the end zone, Cam was doing his little dab and shit, and the dude was like, you know, getting in Cam's face or whatever, and I was like, hold up. Cam bigger than this nigga. I was like, that shit crazy. But anyway. Let me finish his email. But yeah, as far as personal pride, too much shit talking ain't gonna really get to me. Unless you shit talking somebody like one of my homies, and then you might have an issue. But if you shit talking me, like especially with sports, I just won't talk. I just won't say nothing. And once if you just talking, then it'd be like you talking to yourself, and then now you're gonna look stupid. But if you fuck with one of my people, then you now you got a problem. What else did he say? He said I may have had a hip hop history moment up here at CIAA. Chubb Rock was performing Thursday night and asked the Q's to get on stage. So I was on stage hopping while he was performing. It wasn't during Treat Him Right, which would have made this an absolute full circle hip hop moment. Mm-hmm. Treat Him Right video has Q's hopping in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Said, but having a great time up here. Speaking of hip hop, Meek dropped some new music. That's not a good pause, man. Shout out to the Bull Philly, and I love Meek. But his content at this point is predictable. Beat / production be fire and lyrics / flow is top tier. Still, but I'm tired of him telling me about giving his youngins bread so they can slide. I'm a boss and I got shooters. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing that too. It's like the women rappers that over twerk. Don't mean to be in my D1 bag, but yeah. You know who D1 is? D1 is the nigga with dreads, and he be talking about y'all rappers need to stop promoting all this negativity and all that kind of stuff. You ever seen the videos?
I probably seen the videos. I don't know who he is.
Okay. He said, I was on Twitter, and someone posted Diddy is caught up fighting a Freako case. Not Rico, Freako. Academics calling Meek Freak Meal, shaking my head. Shit is crazy. Diddy is really a hip-hop supervillain. I don't believe the Meek accusations, though. Do you take the Meek defending yourself route or the Usher haven't heard anything from him route when info like that is out? I'm taking the Usher route.
Yeah.
Because if you quiet, they just eventually it'll go away. Kind of like the Diddy accusations back in the day. Like niggas used to say shit about Diddy all the time and he was quiet. What you do? You
be quiet.
You be quiet. Mm-hmm. No subliminal posts.
Mm-hmm. Not when it comes to something like that. And mm-hmm. I'm a very loud person on social media.
Yeah. I would probably, especially if it was somebody who ain't got as much money as me. Like if it was 50 Cent talking shit, I might have to address 50. But if it's just some random nigga on TikTok with their face on a picture of a case file or something, mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Let me rephrase that. I probably wouldn't be quiet. I would probably make a joke about it, like I do with everything else in life.
I would just tweet through it, like they say. says because the footnotes were so specific. No, hold on. He says, it's tricky because you can't claim Lil Rod defamed niggas because it says redacted, or can you? Because the footnotes were so specific. Rambling now. Y'all be easy. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a good show, DJ Highsaw. Thank you for the email. If y'all want to email, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention about, and it's crazy you mentioned Philly. Shout out to Philly. When you were talking about the show Johnson's.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Johnson's or Johnson?
Johnson.
So, you know Jones from the Music Jones podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Philly, they have the same name.
Yeah.
And that's how they met, because one of them had an issue at the office in college.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to get the wrong Jones.
Gotcha.
And it was like, well, that's not me. And then when they finally realized, they went and got the right one, and that's how they met, and that's how they became cool. So
that's crazy.
Kind of like that.
I want to see this video of DJ Highstar hopping with, because it took me back thinking about Chubb Rock. Because Chubb Rock got another song called Just the Two of Us, and I almost certain Kappas was in that video. So I wonder if that was the song he was hopping to. But that would be kind of slow to set out a hop to. Anyway, I need footage of that.
I don't know. This is old nigga music. I don't listen to old nigga music.
Nigga. Chubb Rock?
Chubb Rock is on the scene with the lean and hot
1990.
90?
Chubb Rock jumped on the scene.
1990?
That's the verse. 1990, Chubb Rock. About on the scene to lean
with
in
the hot pull of green.
Yeah.
Niggas in the kitchen cooking rice. Nobody don't hear that. Chubb Rock was at Orlando Hudson House doing a party one time.
He was at Wilson Homecoming this homecoming. Yeah.
He was for the old niggas. Nobody want to see them niggas want to see Shoot Your Mama or somebody who YBF Tucci or somebody. They ain't want to see no damn Chubb Rock. They want to see Big Bank Fresh. Who is what's that nigga name? Big Scar or somebody. That's who they want to see. Ain't gonna see no damn MC Hammer. I'm sorry. Nah, Chubb Rock a legend. Well, we got that out of the way. Cam Newton, shout out to DJ Hasta. And he lead us right on into Diddy. So what's going on with your boy Puff?
A lot. Do we have to
take him out of the CD player? Is it that point yet?
I don't think we got there yet. Are there children involved?
These grown men. take that.
And that's what they did, obviously. Yeah. But see, it's a fine line, because the men are saying that they were assaulted. They're saying that they were forced and not coerced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dude said that he sexually harassed him. Dude, Lil Rod. I would say he lived and traveled with Diddy from September. This is COVID times. Nigga, you was getting diddled during COVID. Nigga, you had to wear a mask and you was getting diddled. September 2022 to November 2023. This is recent.
This is very recent. This is Carisha recent.
Oh, God. Said that, you know what? A lot of times when people come out with their stuff, people say, well, why did you wait so long?
That's true.
Why did you do it? Well, he didn't wait long. Nigga, this was, his butt still sore. November, nigga. Jesus Christ. I was still in my 90-day new hire period. That was recent as fuck. He said, during which time he recorded hours of video and audio of Combs, his staff, and others engaging in serious illegal activity. Damn. Among the allegations is that Combs forced Jones to procure sex workers and pressured him to engage in unwelcome sex acts with them and others, and that Combs gave laced alcoholic beverages to people who attended parties at his homes.
So Diddy like to watch.
He do. That's what Cassie said. Remember Cassie said she was...
That's true.
The suit filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern... blah, 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 blah. Yeah, said the old boy is seeking $30 million. But I'm trying to get to the part where it says that he... Okay, so according to his lawsuit, in or about August, Puffy called old boy Jones and requested that he produce several songs on an R&B album, The Love album, Off the Grid, which was released in September 2023 and was nominated for a Grammy.
Damn.
I think if it wasn't for those allegations and stuff, Diddy probably would have won a Grammy this year, because that album was good. I remember it came out. I was in the gym and I was like, well, let me, everybody's talking about this good. Let me listen to it. I was like, damn, this shit is good. Let me run it back. He says that, yeah, so he was supposed to work on that album. Say he agreed to live down there and work with him, but he says life has been detrimentally impacted ever since. Jones alleges that Combs sexually harassed and assaulted him while he lived with him at Combs' home in Florida.
Why would you go live with him?
Let me hear your thought process.
Get a fucking hotel.
That's all right. So I was just with the Scumbag Lounge podcast. They recorded, and that was one of the things Eric said.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, if some shit start going down, I'll just get a hotel. But a lot of times these people don't have no other money.
That's true.
This the big break.
Yeah. This is the, I get, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how old Jones is, but maybe, you know what I'm saying, he didn't have it. I ain't want to say he didn't have anything going, but if Diddy know you a good producer, then maybe you do have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of times those creative people be like, well, we'll just be in this space and whenever we get the feeling, we can create.
That's
music
true. That's what I was thinking about. Like, if the feeling hit them at 4 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
they can just jump in the studio, roll over and go to the studio.
Yeah, roll over and go to the studio. That's what air quotes. So yeah, so he lived with him at Combs' homes in Florida, L.A. and in New York, as well as on a yacht Combs rented in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The harassment and assault included constant, unsolicited, and unauthorized groping and touching of his anus. Jones said he was forced to work in Combs' bathroom as Combs showered naked in a glass enclosure. Oof.
Okay. You supposed to be there to make music. Did it taking you from Miami to Los Angeles to the yacht to okay, come on now. You didn't think, I'm not victim blaming, but I'm saying, nigga, you was on vacation.
Yeah, okay.
He could have put his foot down. He could have been like, look, you know what? Let's get back on this when you get back.
Okay, just hilarious.
I'm going to chill right here. I'm going to stay here in the studio, and I'll be ready for you when you get back. No, you was on the yacht, nigga. Y'all wasn't recording no music on the yacht.
Mate, I mean.
The fuck you doing on the yacht?
I know it was one, I forgot what album it was with Kanye, but he was like, he wanted everybody to come out to Hawaii to make music. I think another album he had everybody come to Wyoming to make music. I think that's just how they do in that industry. They just be doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not victim blaming. I want to get canceled for something else. I don't want to get canceled for victim blaming a man, especially as an SA survivor myself.
Oh my god!
Oh wow!
I mean, so my
time is my assault is invalid.
I mean,
in
you
your
too.
Eyes.
Yeah, you too.
Me too.
But I'm like I said, I'm not victim blaming. Diddy is a nasty nigga. You know what I'm saying? But.
Well, it goes on to say that his chief of staff, her name, Karam, I don't know her first name, but it says it accuses her of aiding and abetting Combs' sexual assault of Jones and of working with Combs to groom him into accepting a homosexual relationship. He alleges that he was forced to solicit sex. Okay, hold on. I already read that.
Karam is the last name.
Karam, yeah.
Name is Christina.
Christina Karam. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that in there?
I'm gonna probably looking at a different one.
Okay. They said that he would like. Now I do remember hearing this that he would send him out to the clubs in Miami with a specific bad boy baseball cap, Bad Boy Records baseball cap, and that would be the signal to people to let them know that Puffy was in town, and it's
what?
Going down. Yeah. It says to aid.
You know that reminded me of the scene in. the scene in Players Club when Dollar Bill hit the button. Get out there, ladies. There's money out there. They see the hat.
They see the hat.
Get it in time, y'all. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Uh-huh. It says to aid in alleged recruitment, Jones said, Combs provided him with an exclusive Bad Boy baseball cap and required him to wear it to a Miami establishment as a signal to any sex worker he approached that Diddy Combs was in town and had sent Jones to recruit them. Jones alleges that whom he describes in the suit as forceful and demanding and someone who does not take no for an answer, leveraged his power as one of the most influential people in hip-hop and business to intimidate him, including by threatening to inflict bodily harm if Jones did not comply with his demands. On one occasion, Jones alleges that he forced him to watch as he displayed guns and bragged about getting away with shooting people. In a separate incident, Jones alleges Combs shared that he was responsible for a shooting in a nightclub in New York City in 1999 with rapper Shine. A jury acquitted Combs of gun possession and bribery charges in connection with that incident, while Barrow was sentenced to Shine, was sentenced to 10 years in jail. So he consistently made it clear that he has immense power in the music industry and with law enforcement.
You know who's not talking?
Who?
The sex workers.
Of course. But there's pictures of them, though. So it's a thing I saw. We had pictures of, they said they shot somebody in the bathroom at their house, at one of the houses, and it was pictures of like blood and shit in the bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
He had pictures of some of the, so when they kept mentioning sex workers, I was assuming it was men sex workers,
mm-hmm.
but it was female sex workers. He had pictures of them. it was some other stuff, but a whole bunch of other pictures, but I didn't get to see all of those. But it's just a whole bunch of accusations this person made, and like DJ High Star said in his email about things being redacted, and they put that up to because I think one of the things said was that he would have sex with a famous Philadelphia rapper.
Yeah, but they never. Yeah.
But they never mentioned who it was, and people are assuming that it's. Oh shit!
Bitch, what if it's Will Smith?
No.
What?
Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi from
Get
Philly.
The fuck out of here!
And Lil Uzi always be with old girl. And everybody think they in a relationship.
JT. Oh. Bitch.
Girl. Cause I was trying to figure out who is another Philly rapper that could be in that circle now. It ain't Beanie Siegel. It ain't Freeway.
Oh my God.
And people say Lil Uzi Vert, you know, act kind of, you know, flamboyant or whatever for a male. But it is no proof. But he just always be around. I mean, he make good music.
Yeah.
People love the music, but he's there. And he ain't too many steps away from that circle.
He ain't. And even with his success, he keep JT laced.
Yep.
Where's he getting all that money from?
Oh, the music.
You think it all come from the music?
Oh, God, yeah. See, this nigga, yeah, he make a lot of money from his music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he make a lot of money from his music. That I will
they
say
still
that.
Always seem like an odd couple.
They do.
Wow. They do.
And they seem more like girlfriends than lovers.
Mm-hmm. Besties.
What if it's Lil Uzi?
Wow.
Did it? Would like to suck the blood from, you know, the young essence from the youth of a Lil Uzi, allegedly.
Damn.
I don't think it's Meek. I don't think it's Meek. Now, unless I'm seeing some people are seeing something different in the redacted, like the number of letters, you can kind of tell the number of letters or something. You know what I'm saying? Like you could tell it's 8 letters, so it's Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's his real name is Robert Williams. Like you can see that. You know what I mean? But I don't know. That thought just came to me, like, who is a Philadelphia rapper that would be in them parties now? Petey Crack? No.
Damn.
You talking about a Will Smith. I don't think Will gay. Well, I guess I'm alone with you. I guess I'm alone with that. and they talked about him bragging about the shooting. Now the lady, She's come out, the lady that.
Yeah, I saw her saying that she got shot in the face and everybody just keeps sweeping it under the rug.
Girl, that was 1999. You know what else happened in 1999 that nobody cares about? You know what else happened in 1999?
What, us graduating?
Yes, exactly. This nigga know me. Don't nobody give a fuck, bitch. Go somewhere. They didn't believe you in court. They believed some other. She said it in court, like, Diddy shot me. And they was like, nah, this witness say Shine shot you, bitch. But oh, I love man. Black women, though. but yeah. Nobody cares, beloved. I'm sorry.
Well, this has been eye-opening.
Yeah. Something been open.
Wide.
Yeah. Wide open.
Oh, my goodness.
You remember back. Did you ever read Superhead book?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, damn. I've been reading mess for a long time. It was. She said that one time. Big Tigger, she went to Big Tigger room. His asshole was blown out.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say she said Diddy was there. And nobody believed it.
I remember, I can't remember who she said was there, but I remember her saying things like that about Tigger.
Yeah.
And then every time I see him now, I'll be like,
nigga, you got your ass. Do you think... I'm not going to ask that question because I don't want you to laugh or be silent or whatever. So that's not a question I'm going to ask.
What? First of all, I want to go on record saying that there's nothing wrong with being gay.
No,
and there's
it's not.
Nothing wrong with wanting dick. Trust me, I know. Like, dick is amazing.
Yeah, and you are one of like six women in the world who said that you don't care if a man has been with a man before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you.
There's nothing wrong with being bisexual.
Yeah. For a man. Let's clear that up.
Yeah. What?
No, I'm saying because there's nothing wrong with a woman being bisexual.
There's nothing wrong with anybody being bisexual.
Even whales. We get into that later. It'll make sense. It'll all come back around later on, y'all.
Well, yeah, I just, yeah, but like, there's a few women out there who just can't fathom the thought that their man was with a man.
A few women?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
A few women, Amy?
Just be safe and be clean.
You
that's
underselling
all I got.
It. You underselling the women.
Be safe and be clean. That's it. Because dick good. I don't know where y'all been. I get it.
But I mean, the goodness for you is going to be different from the goodness for them. Unless you like it up there, too.
That ain't my cup of tea. Special occasions. I mean, I didn't say that on the show before.
Oh, so you've had
birthday,
that. Okay.
Christmas.
That's how you poop that high. Sound you blowing on the top of a bottle. Nah, let me stop. I don't know, man. It's and it's like all the news is just with this nigga, like.
Mm-hmm.
It's nobody else.
I gotta say, the memes are hilarious.
What memes have you seen?
there was this video of Meek at a party. He was singing. He was singing over Luther Vandross.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it was like, when Meek started singing about sex,
and Diddy started,
Diddy activated like the Winter Soldier. God.
Oh, he done said them damn secret words. That nigga done turned into a different human. Talk about the damn Winter Soldier. It's one I saw. Did you see the video of, I remember him being on The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
But I don't remember the part where Charlamagne was basically asking him about all of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
He played a clip of some of the shit of like, Diddy said. And it was one clip where Diddy had said some wild shit. And Diddy was like, what, I said that? He's like, whoa, what the? Like, he's like, man, sometimes I just be on one, man. And then
I believe that.
He had played the clip of him, kept asking. I think it was Fabulous. I think it was Fabulous and Jadakiss. He was like, mm-hmm. You ain't never partied with me, daddy, or something like that. Like, you don't want to party with me or something.
Wow. I believe it.
And then he asked him about the 50 Cent thing when 50 Cent said Diddy asked him to go shopping. He was like, man, I'm just a nice guy, man. I just, whatever, whatever. But
I believe it. I believe it. I believe he'd be so in the zone and on that shit.
Oh, yeah. That, oh, yeah.
Not that shit, because that shit is crack.
No, that shit. Whatever. No, that shit is whatever. Molly or whatever.
Then they said Cuba Gooding Jr. was there.
That is something I saw, yeah. I wish I had the other board. Somebody's, that baby, that. Cuba be on one. I don't know. That solidified it for me. Cuba be on one.
Yeah.
Somebody suck that baby. Cuba said that shit. Let's see if I can find that shit.
So, like I said, I'm not saying Diddy's innocent. But I don't know how much it's going to take for me to stop playing. Can't yeah. hold me down.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that total you have to give away a whole bunch of music to get Diddy out. R. Kelly ain't got that hold on me. I could be nasty with some other music, goddamn it, shit. Yeah.
Somebody suck that baby's dick. Somebody suck that baby's dick.
That was cool at bar at what you call it party. So yeah, hopefully. I don't want it to be true, but you know.
Right. I don't just, want it to be true.
It's a whole lot of smoke. It's a whole lot of smoke. Speaking of smoke, you know I be smoking?
What
the stoves at Wendy's. and I'm hearing that Wendy's is it's gonna offer surge pricing. When they raise his prices, in high demand, when customers in high demand, when the food is in high demand, mm-hmm. you know, lunch times and things like
lunchtime,
that,
kind
of like Uber,
late at night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, you know what I'm saying. What do you think about surge pricing at fast food restaurants?
I think it'll probably hurt them more because I mean, like, are you gonna cook it faster, like? Why am I going to be enticed to pay your surge price when I can go down the street?
But if everybody implements surge pricing, then what you going to do?
Damn. It's enough that I wear DoorDash out.
Dude, I was going to ask you, does DoorDash do surge pricing for certain times?
I don't think so.
You don't know. You're going to pay the $5. She going to pay the $5 anyway.
This is true.
I know Uber does it like, especially like certain events and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Like concerts and, you know, games and stuff, or like events like we talked about CIAA, you know, they do surge pricing. So, I mean, it makes sense to do it as a business, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so we got another article about Wendy's. Wendy says that it has no plans to increase prices during the busiest times at its restaurants. The burger chain clarified its stance on how it will approach pricing after various media reports said that the company was looking to test having the prices of its menu item fluctuate throughout the day based on demand.
That's the power of social media.
Yep.
Because y'all was on their ass.
Yeah. We didn't use that phrase, nor do we plan to implement that practice. They plan to invest about $20 million to launch digital menu boards at all of its U.S. company-run restaurants. Good. That way I ain't got to what I get. Can somebody come turn the menu outside? It's still on lunch. Be right there. It also plans to invest approximately $10 million over the next 2 years to support digital menu enhancements globally.
I just want them to bring 444 back. That's it.
It is. Ain't it gone?
Is it? I don't know. I thought 444 turned into the Biggie Bag.
No. I think I got a 444 the other day. Yeah.
Did you check the ticket? Because it might have been a Biggie Bag.
You...
Well, you know what? Maybe it's just not on DoorDash. I haven't been to a Wendy's in a long time.
Oh, yeah. You know they ain't going to put that on there.
Because we're way out.
It's only a dollar extra. The $5 biggie bag.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny. It was like that shit came out one day and then the next day it was like, we didn't say that shit. Yeah. Let's see what else happened this week. Here's something. I heard about this on a... ready. Now, when they said his name, I thought they were talking about the guy that did the deer, Nature Boy. What was that guy's name that was like, he was...
He was a wrestler, wasn't he?
No, that's Ric Flair.
Oh, my bad.
That's a wrestler, ain't it? It is, but that's not... No. No. So Nate, it was a guy, he was kind of light-skinned guy. I think he had like dreads or something like that. But he would be like feeding the deer out in the yard. And he kind of got famous on like TikTok, social media.
I remember that.
Remember him? Like, when they said that, when they said Nature Boy, I thought it was talking to him. But this Nature Boy is an alleged cult leader. And this happened in Georgia. A judge sentenced alleged cult leader Eligio Bishop to life without parole plus 10 years after a jury found him guilty of rape and other charges Friday. The 40-year-old known as Nature Boy is the alleged leader of the Carbon Nation group. He was arrested in April 2022. A grand jury later indicted him on 5 charges, including rape, in July 2022. So a former member of the alleged cult who identified herself as his girlfriend said he posted revenge porn because she left him. Police reports detail that the woman told authorities that she had joined a sex cult in which her boyfriend is the leader, and that she did live together with Mr. Bishop, and he has posted sexually explicit videos of her and him without her consent on Twitter. Well, X. Later, Bishop's wife and former cult and the former cult leader told Alive 11 that Living Alive, he had sexually and emotionally abused members.
So he probably would be still doing this if he hadn't posted revenge porn.
Yep.
wow.
Yeah, I heard on the other show, I forgot what I was listening to, but they were saying like he would get people to come down, like bring their wives. He would have sex with people's wives and
oh my goodness.
All kinds of stuff. But all them cult leaders, eventually some sex turn up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even Jim Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to some things about him and he was smashing some wives and some husbands too, I heard. They said that if Jim Jones wouldn't have left, I think he started out in like Indiana or something like that. If he never would have like went to California, they probably would have had him as a civil rights leader. Like if he would just stop there.
Damn.
Cause his thing was he was like helping black people.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he got like so many, you know, followers or whatever. But he was like, you know, heavy in the, you know, helping black people overcome shit or whatever. But this Nature Boy.
What you think about his sentence?
Life plus 10 years?
Yeah.
For 5 rapes? That's good. I mean, I don't know the 10 years. And I don't know who he raped. I probably should have did some research on that before I did an article on it. I don't know. Y'all email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know if you know about this Nature Boy guy. You know what, though? Nobody really don't care too much about black cult leaders.
Yeah, this didn't get a lot of news.
Yeah, only the white ones get, you know, news. But he don't look like a cult leader. That hair, you see that?
They figured that a black man can't have that much power over people, so.
Yeah. But, you know, unless you did it. Yeah, I'm going to have to do some more reading up on this guy. I want to say I did hear about him getting arrested though, but you know, Nature Boy, you know what I'm saying, we don't fuck with no Nature Boys over there, nigga. We be in the city. Oh, what you having for dinner, Amy?
I took some ground beef out of the deep freezer, so I don't know what I'm gonna do with that. Probably spaghetti.
Well, I don't know what's in your pockets.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kellogg CEO says that a cash strapped family should eat cereal for dinner to save money.
This could have went two ways.
Okay.
Because, okay, it's like, you know, hey, that makes sense. Mm. Cereal is cost effective and is both nutritious
and delicious.
And delicious. You know, but then it was like he is negating the fact that, nigga, we hurting out here. Like fool hiding the motherfucker. And so of course it didn't go the first way.
It definitely did. He was like, they could eat cereal for lunch, for dinner. And so it's like, nigga, we already do. What are you talking about? And this, I heard Charlamagne saying the Breakfast Club, like, nigga, we was eating cereal for dinner, but it wasn't your cereal, nigga. We was eating the bag. We wasn't eating the real Kellogg's. And I wanted to get mad, but because of Snoop cereal, but that wasn't him. That was Post.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a clip of the Breakfast Club. They were interviewing Michael Harriet. And it was a box of Snoop Loops back there in the bag. I was like, damn, I want that damn box. So bad. I had it sitting up there. But yeah, I have eaten. But cereal really don't hold you over like that.
Mm-mm.
You get you a bowl or two, you can be hungry in another hour or two.
They're going to lose weight like a motherfucker.
Yep.
Even that, because Special K, that was their thing. Like, they branded themselves on eat Special K as a meal so that you can be healthy and, like, lose weight.
Yeah, that's Special K.
Special K was supposed to be like the diet cereal. That's Special K.
But yeah. See, you thinking about the picture. Now, Kellogg's, Fruit mm-hmm. Loops, yeah. Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
You can't lose weight eating no damn Apple Jacks for dinner now. Especially if you drink that damn filmy milk.
He didn't read the room.
Nah, he did. He out of touch. This is a story. See, we were talking about cakes and pies earlier. You hear about this black-owned bakery? That Tesla ordered 4,000 pies, and then they canceled the order.
I saw a story about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So this black-owned... okay. I can't go on with this story because it's a lie.
Why?
This lady is not black.
Why? I don't see a picture, but you mean she's black? She's not black?
No, her name is...
Because you say Hoda Black.
She less black than Hoda. Her name
is... Oh, my God.
Yes. And if she don't even... You got to see this lady. But so the lady received an order for, at first it was 2,000 pies mm-hmm. To commemorate Black History Month. And so she said the bakery sent a quote, and the people said, okay, we'll pay the quote, that's fine. And then they called her back and said, instead of 2,000, we want 4,000 pies. I don't care if you got a pie factory. That's a lot of pies that you didn't know you was going to have to make. So she ordered, you know, extra flour and all mm-hmm. this and that to make the pies. I'm sure the delivery driver was pissed off because he had to deliver all of that shit, sugar and shit. But when it came time to pay the invoice, they didn't pay.
This is odd for Tesla.
For Tesla, yeah. Like, ain't Tesla Elon Musk?
Yes, Elon Musk.
He don't like black people.
I want to do somebody to trick this lady.
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah. So all in all, it came up to $16,000, and she bought $16,000 worth of, you know, inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's stuck with all this inventory. She hired a couple more, you know, not hired more people, but had more staff mm-hmm. there to make the pies and all of that. All of this under the guise that she was black. She's not black. She's like Cambodian. Not Cambodian. One of them Asian places.
Like Filipino or something?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. If y'all heard this story, thinking they're doing black people wrong. Not to say it's right to do any other race wrong, but during Black History Month, it's okay.
Somebody trick her.
Yeah, somebody got her ass.
The hell Tesla gonna do with some fucking pies? That probably was never them.
Yeah, it could have been like if they wanted to give like pies.
They could give everybody a pie
for that. Yeah, that's how I got my pie. For what was it? Holiday Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that shit is right.
Somebody gave out some pies for business. And they had their little sticker on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
I took that shit off. I took it to the house. I had to go. They'll never know. They don't listen to the show. Let me see if we got something else before we. Oh. Oprah leaving Weight Watchers. Did you hear about that?
Bread. No.
Yeah, so she's stepping down from the board of Weight Watchers. And I think she should because Oprah is big cap. She using that damn Ozempic talking about Weight Watchers. That ain't you cheating. And I told one of our friends that she should do the same thing. Cause She was losing like weight, like going to the gym and eating right and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you need to just go ahead and start selling this product, promote this product as the product doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let people know you're really doing it the old fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
And people will do it. They'll follow behind you. Just don't tell them the truth and just let them keep buying the stuff. Be like, well, it's working for me. You just need to keep buying.
Yeah.
And you could have got rich, but no, she got too much integrity.
I know somebody who do that.
What? Oh, they sell the stuff when they be in the gym? I think I know who you're talking about.
No, you don't know this person.
Oh, okay. All right. I know a person who does go to the gym and sell the stuff, but they don't lie about it. They like, you know, tell the truth. But I was telling our friend to lie to get over on people. But yeah, Oprah been lying for years. She been on that stuff. She looked good, though.
I'm happy for her because they used to tell her down by her weight. So, girl, if it's working for you, keep it off. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't lie to people saying it's Weight Watchers. Nah, I can eat bread. Now I'm eating bread. Now my back big as a damn house because I love bread. Nigga, I ate bread last night, just bread and butter. I ain't had no meat at the house too, but still. but yeah. Before we get out of here,
never trust it, Weight Watchers.
I don't trust none of that shit.
Keeping in the line of food. Because, you know, we love food here.
Yes, Lord.
If you have certain allergies, then you might want to throw out your Polynesian sauce if you got it within the last couple of months from Chick-fil-A. Because, you know, they give us a whole bunch of sauce and they don't charge us for it. So we keep some extras at the house.
Do they got shrimp in the motherfucker?
It has some type of gluten or something in it that could be that if you have a certain allergy. Don't concern me. So, because I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, me too. Hey, yo.
So, what was the allergen?
It
don't even say what the allergen is.
Some soy shit.
Yeah, they just say throw it out. So, yeah, soy, wheat and soy allergens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so throw it out if you have those allergens.
Mm-hmm.
COVID. I'm going to take a trip to COVID land for a second.
Let's go back.
Yeah. Let's go back to COVID land for a second. So the CDC is now saying that, fuck, COVID just like the common cold. Take your ass to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They say you do not have to stay home anymore. And because it was 14 days and then it was 7 and then it was 5. So now the CDC is saying you don't even have to stay home anymore. Just, you know, take your symptoms and roll with it.
What was the 5-day thing I read?
Isolation. CDC dropped the 5-day. Last we heard it was 5 days of isolation.
Oh.
And now they're saying you ain't got even got to do that.
Okay.
Coronavirus!
Yep.
Damn.
They issued this Friday. It was just like, okay, you got COVID. All right. Get back on that line out there.
Damn. I remember niggas was getting money if they had to come out of work for COVID.
My employer during that time was giving people 14 days paid for having COVID. And I didn't take advantage of it. I was new.
What?
I was new.
Oh, you were new.
And good and
loved the job.
Go team, go. Yeah, I was that nigga.
And then they had money to keep the business in America. They got money to pay fucking Beyonce Carter Knowles. Knowles Carter. Did I tell too much?
No, people know where I used to work at.
Okay.
Yeah. But speaking of women who had twins.
Okay, all right.
Gabby. Gabby, I'm so happy for Gabby. Gabourey Sidibe and her husband, you know, she found her something new.
White man.
Mm-hmm. So they just announced that they are pregnant with twins.
Did this nigga, is he famous?
Mm-mm.
He just a
he's just a white man.
Like a regular run-of-the-mill white man? They see like in some type of business.
He gotta be in the business somehow. But, you know.
Cause I don't want Gabby to, like, Serena got a white man, but he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
Eve got a white man, he's rich.
Very.
So I want Gabby to have a white man that's rich also.
I think it came with his own money.
Okay,
well, I'm gonna do some research on that because you're right. Because he don't deserve.
He don't deserve
to come up.
Precious.
Yeah.
She ran for that chicken.
She did. Another pregnancy announced. Aisha and
Steph.
Thank you. That's 2 weeks in a row. Alicia and Steph Curry announced that they are pregnant with their fourth.
Wardell. Have you seen, it's a clip going around. You'll probably see it like today or tomorrow or something. But it's a game show where they like show, I've only seen this clip. So it's some game show where they show a celebrity and there's two people up there kind of like on a Family Feud, like at the show off. And they guessing white stuff and black, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to say white stuff or black.
Their face is pixelated, and they have to guess who the celebrity
is. That's some of it.
Yeah.
Some of it is, the faces is pixelated. Some of it is a line from a movie.
Yeah.
Some mm-hmm. of it is just a picture of the thing itself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said Steph Curry, it was a picture of Steph Curry that came up, and the white people didn't know who it was. They didn't know any of the black stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
They didn't know the Proud Family.
Yeah.
They didn't know Tracee Ellis Ross, and she's half white.
Right. Yeah. That was the one. I'm like, how y'all don't know Tracee Ellis Ross? Yeah. Yeah, her daddy white.
Bye Felicia. They didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't know what movie that came from.
It was a whole bunch of stuff. And I was just like, man, in order for us to survive, kind of, we got to know all of their stuff.
Yeah.
Like we know people from Friends and mm-hmm. all of that stuff and all them Ben Stiller.
Because when they showed that picture of Jennifer Aniston, I knew exactly who it was. I'm like, damn, why do I know that?
Ben Stiller. And, because you like 27 Dresses or whatever movie that was. I don't know. But Ben Stiller and you know what I'm saying. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so we're going to keep it in line of the good blacks. Don Lemon got paid, yeah. You know, he's one of the good ones.
Mm.
Well, they thought he was.
Okay, go ahead. And
they thought he was.
Go ahead and I'll say what I got to say. Because I want to jog your memory about Don.
So he got paid $24.5 million CNN for being released. He said he was getting some, hey, big head texts all last week.
He should. So I was listening to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Rod and Karen, and they reminded me of when he got fired and kind of why he got fired. Do you remember that?
Not why. He went off on somebody, but
he kind of gave a lot of pushback to Vivek Ramaswamy when he was running or whatever. Like they had some back and forth, and then right before that, he kind of intimated that Nikki Haley was over the hill based on her age, because she was saying that, you know, Joe Biden was too old to do the job. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I mean, based on your age, some people might say you're over the hill, stuff like that. But I think it was the Vivek thing. But do you remember when Don Lemon was Don Lemonade? You remember?
Are we talking about like Beyonce type lemonade?
No, Don Lemonade as far as like, this nigga's a coon, like he ain't fuzz.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was one of the good ones.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They felt like he was one of the good ones.
But then once Donald Trump get elected and George Floyd get killed, now he's super black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I ain't forgot.
Okay.
No. I ain't forgot now.
I remember he started that one segment off where it was a big Confederate flag and it panned in. Well, it started out with the flag and then it panned down and he's standing there. He's like, does this offend you? It's like, of course, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's why I made that statement. Because you know how, if you ever worked in corporate America, they'll say little stuff like, oh, you're one of the good ones. Or, you're so polished.
It's somebody I know, they work at a medical facility. And one of the ladies was like, one of the white ladies said to her, you're not like the other, you're like regular black.
Mm.
Those other black girls are ghetto.
Ooh.
But you're one of the good ones.
Straight to HR.
Yeah, she did.
And cry. Gotta make yourself cry.
I tell women all the time, cry. I tell them all the time, cry. See, we can't use the cry as men, but I try to record everything. I try to record them niggas in there cussing. Because you're not supposed to be cussing at work.
Mm-hmm.
I record that shit. Yeah, you cuss around me. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's coming back. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Anymore? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we talked about bisexual whales. Bisexual whales earlier, and there was two humpback whales observed having sex. However, they were both male.
Humpback.
And despite the fact that they were both male, they said it looks like the one on top was the aggressor. They felt like he took it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Damn.
So they said that was the first time it's ever been documented that
whales.
Yeah.
I've seen some gay dogs before. Yeah, so.
I mean, what feels good feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody's saying sex is for procreation, but why they make it feel so good then?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay, that's it.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing about no gay whales. They do be talking about, like, homosexuality in the animal kingdom.
Because you're feeling good.
Oh, I had that on here. No, they weren't looking for it. Coronavirus. Yeah.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Because these blessings come from God, because I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Nope. Amy,
mm-hmm.
Let's say you were a scammer. Who? What place would you not want to scam from?
Just people. Just regular people.
Okay, aside from regular people, like any agencies or...
I don't know, because I might be scamming the food stamp people right now. But, okay. so...
Your dad did.
I don't know. I don't know. Like the government? Shoot.
Well, a particular branch of the government, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to defraud. Janet Yamanaka Mello was accused of defrauding the government out of $108 million while working as a civilian financial program manager at Fort Sam Houston. Yeah, she pleaded guilty to fraud charges after she siphoned money from the U.S. Army. Through a fake business she created to buy luxury items, she reportedly pleaded guilty to all 5 counts of mail fraud and 5 counts of filing a false tax return with the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas following charges from December 2023. She created the fake vendor Child Health and Youth Lifelong Development in 2016 and provided services to military members' families through the 4-H program. Which focuses on positive youth development through providing opportunities for youth to engage in intentional learning experiences. Sounded like a commercial. During her 7-year-long, God damn, during her 7-year-long scheme, that's every time it's a scam, I always think of that one juvenile line where he said, didn't give a fuck if we ball for 3 minutes. She got away with it for 7 years. She got away with it longer than some niggas' drug dealing careers. Prosecutor said the company had only been used to steal money from the U.S. government and never provided any financial aid to the program. Instead, the con artist used the funds to fuel her and her husband's lavish lifestyle. She purchased 31 different real estate properties in Colorado, Maryland, New Mexico, Texas, and Washington. Her mansion in Preston, Maryland, valued at $3.1 million, was on a sprawling 58-acre property and featured 8 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, and 55 garage spaces. What in the hell? Mello also brought more than 80 vintage high-performance vehicles and motorcycles, which included 4 Ducatis, 16 Harley-Davidson motorcycles, 2 Aston Martins, a 1966 Ford Mustang, and a 1954 Chevrolet Corvette, some of which were valued at more than $150,000. She also had...
Not one Hellcat, huh?
No. No. I don't know all of them cars. Maybe she did have a Hellcat. The fraudster had so many luxury brand packages from companies like Coach, Gucci, and Louis Vuitton being delivered to one of her homes that she garnered the nickname the Gucci Goddess by couriers. She'd have expensive jewelry or say she just been here or there and that it was all possible because of her rich husband. An acquaintance said she'd come in her Mercedes or Land Rover and say it's a gift from my rich husband. Among her purchases her ruse was unearthed when the IRS flagged Mello's suspicious business after she included it on her personal tax return in 2017, reporting a $483 profit profit on a $2,152 revenue. She had not filed taxes for her business since 2017. The IRS's Criminal Investigation Division then launched a probe with the Army's criminal investigators. Fort Sam Houston in Houston, Texas. Both agencies then raided her home in August. According to the outlet, following the raid, her supervisors at Fort Sam Houston allowed the scammer to retire with full benefits. Wow. With the military admitting they could not withhold her benefits. What? Any Army spokesperson told the outlet, that the command had no authority to impact her retirement. Wow.
Damn. That's crazy, because I got a friend who worked closely with retirement funds now.
Amazing.
So if she got her retirement, she good to go.
Well, maybe not. Her husband hasn't been charged, but she faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison for each mail fraud count.
Oh, okay. I thought it was letting her go scot-free.
And 5 years for each tax fraud count. She's currently facing the prison sentence of 125 years, but she could receive less than the maximum penalties due to her striking a plea deal. So that hasn't been scheduled, but like you said, well, at least she'll get her benefits.
She gonna call that plea and be home before Social Security kick in.
Yep. All they gonna do is sell all them cars and stuff, though. It was a guy I knew. You remember the show American Greed?
Mm-mm.
You never seen that show?
Uh-uh.
It come on CNBC. It's a good show. I know a guy, and by 3 degrees of separation, you know this guy too.
Okay.
A friend he went to college with started some kind of foreign money fraud or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and got all caught up, and it was fraud or whatever, and the police came, they raided whatever, and they had like this big old auction selling off all this stuff, and like his thing was so big, like when they were
Pause.
Selling off.
Oh yeah. God damn.
See, it's not just me, y'all. Everybody's involved. The things that he bought and purchased and all of that, and his case got so big until people were coming in from all over to purchase like the things, because mm-hmm. They were trying to recoup the money or whatever. It was like people were coming in helicopters,
mm-hmm.
like rich people coming in helicopters to buy some of his properties.
Wow.
And some of his stuff. So that's probably what they're gonna do with her, like sell like some of those cars and stuff like that, so they can recover some of that money. $108 million stolen from the government.
Mm. The Gucci goddess.
And no, she's not black. She's Asian. Shout out to K-Stuck in E-40. They talked about this. They mentioned this on their show when they was recording. I was like, hold up. Sound like a scam of the week. But yeah, I got a couple more in the bag now. Thanks to you. But Amy, let everybody know they can find you on social media. Did you got anything else?
No, I'm good. Okay. Oh, wait.
Okay.
I do have to shout out. I'll just shout out Kendra real quick. She got engaged last night.
She did?
Yeah. So shout out to her and her and her
thick.
Future husband. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, she got a little ass on her mouth.
She do know. She's
yeah.
thick. Man.
But she's, you know her? Do you know her?
I seen her on
she's,
your page.
Yeah, Britton and them, Sarah. Britton and Tasha.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah.
That's how I know her. Yeah, yeah, I do know her like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Shout out to her and her husband. I mean, future husband. They probably had sex last night.
I'm sure.
Y'all going to
He had a violin, like, because she had the blindfold on. As soon as the violin, the blindfold came off, the
Brian
nigga on
Knight?
No, he started playing You by Jesse Powell on the violin. That shit was so sweet.
That shit so old. He can't play
that
song.
Classic.
Old.
What? You said Brian McKnight.
Old.
It's a classic, though.
Who did...
got no songs like that no more.
Who did Martin... you don't know him. Who did Martin... Snow Allegra or something? Shit, I don't know. Who did Martin have? Kenny Lattimore sing?
That was Brian McKnight.
That was Brian McKnight? Mm-hmm. I thought so. That's what
I'll tell
I
you.
From.
If you can't look at me the way Martin was looking at Gina when Brian McKnight was singing, don't look at me.
Are you happy now? Damn. But shout out to her.
Yeah, congratulations to them.
Shoot, I hope he shot a club up last night, too.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's it.
Wrong thing. There we go. Now we're back. Let everybody know they can find you on social media.
I can be found on all platforms at Amy's 22 Cents. That's AMYS, the number 22, CENTS.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about everything we talked about today. Cam Newton, Diddy, Diddy do it or Diddy don't, you know.
Gay whales.
Gay whales?
The bisexual whales?
Whales. I thought you said whales, like W-E-E-L-L-S. I was like, what? Gay whales. What else? Wendy's. I'm kind of with Surge Pricing. Because at the times y'all niggas got to go to lunch, I'd be at work not eating. So I get the off-surge prices.
So Wendy's should benefit from that?
Everybody. They got to pay us some kind of way. Y'all niggas complaining about the prices of food, nigga. I want to get a good paycheck.
Food's so motherfucking high.
Yep.
It's not cheaper to cook at home anymore.
It depends on what you're cooking. You gotta cook spaghetti and shit like that.
That's why I'm cooking spaghetti today. Well, mainly because my child can cook it. So.
Oh, he makes spaghetti?
Yeah.
Damn, I never made spaghetti. I'm going to Angry Chicken, so it don't matter.
Ooh.
No, that's $80 for you.
For me. For me.
Oh, just for you.
For me.
You gonna sit in there and eat. Mom, what's that white stuff on your shirt? Yeah.
Is some spaghetti in there? That'd be all right.
Yeah. DJBlazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. We'll see you next week. And it's your boy Be Easy.
And it's your girl Amy.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen.